Welcome to This is UIC Weekly, bringing you the top stories you need to know from the University of Illinois Chicago each week. It's Friday, September 20th. Here's the latest. The University of Illinois Chicago College of Pharmacy has unveiled its new name, the Herbert M. and Carl H. Retzke College of Pharmacy, following a $36 million endowment gift from the couple's estate to support pharmacy scholarships and professional development. The donation cements the Retzkes' legacy of advancing pharmacy education at UIC and will drive innovation careers in the field. The Herbert M. and Carl H. Retzke College of Pharmacy is the top-rated college of pharmacy in Illinois and is ranked 15th in the nation. The Retzkes' gift coincides with the 165th anniversary of the College of Pharmacy and the 55th anniversary of its residency program. Allowing participants in clinical trials to see their medical test results can boost enrollment and engagement in those trials, according to a new paper from UIC. Researchers from the Colleges of Nursing and Medicine interviewed volunteers in the Illinois branch of the RECOVER Initiative, a national study of people diagnosed with long COVID. They asked participants whether they wanted to see their test results, such as blood work and genetic screening, performed during the study. Two-thirds of participants said they valued receiving those results. Many used that data for follow-up conversations with their primary care providers. Study lead Denise Kent said returning these test results to participants could help diversify the pool of candidates for clinical research and connect participants with affordable medical services.
Just a win-win. It's a win for research, it's a win for science, and it's a win for UIC and our community.
Two UIC doctoral students, Marina Alvarez and Brianna Salas, have recently been chosen to receive a Crossing Latinidades year-long stipend and receive academic support to complete proposals for their dissertations. Alvarez is in her third year of her PhD program in the Art History Department in the College of Architecture, Design, and the Arts. Her focus is 20th century Mexican, indigenous, and Chicana and Chicano art view through the colonial feminist theories. Salas is also in her third year in the PhD program, where she hopes to earn her doctorate in history in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Salas's focus is on carceral history, which looks at policing and penal systems over time. The two students received the award as part of a $5 million grant from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation, which will allow the University of Illinois Chicago-led initiative, Crossing Latinidades, to continue supporting faculty in Latino humanities and graduate students in Latino studies. Crossing Latinidades began in 2020, and the recent funding means it will continue until 2027 to enhance Latino humanities studies and grow the pool of Latino doctoral students who are underrepresented in proportion to their share of the U.S. population.
UIC is Chicago's public research institution with a mission to provide the broadest access to the highest levels of research, educational, and clinical excellence. Visit today.uic.edu for these stories and more.